7:46 on a Friday morning. Big Show Friday, the Glass in the Morning radio program. Riding Shotgun is the world famous one and only Chuck Crabb. Good morning.
Enjoying here. Very nice as always.
Now, let's reach out to the middle America, to our good friend and part of the Indiana University broadcast team. It is Joe Smith on a Friday morning. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? Charles?
Yeah, always a pleasure, Joe. Boy, you've had quite a couple of days out there. I mean, Ameritrade Park and...
Yeah, boy.
You still smell like steak.
Yeah, well, you probably have eaten well, Joe, I would imagine.
Yeah.
A T-bone for your thoughts?
Huh?
A T-bone for your thoughts?
Yeah, I tell you what.
Well, that's good. The Hoosiers, as we've seen, participating in the community, participating on the basketball court. Yesterday, Joe, was media day, open practice and everything else. Now, let's get rid of the pomp, let's get rid of the circumstance and get down to business. It is 2:45 today. CBS has the game. It is the number 10-seeded Indiana Hoosiers, the number 7-seeded Wichita State Shockers. There's no other thing to say, Joe. It's win or go home, and hopefully the Hoosiers can take advantage of returning to the NCAA tournament and creating a final push here in the 2015 season.
Well, on this first official day of spring, the Hoosiers hope to spring into spring with an upset of the 7th-seeded Shockers of Wichita State later today on the heels of this zany, unpredictable day one in the tournament of 16 games that, yielded 5 1-pointers, 2 games that went into overtime. We had a 2 3-point outcomes and a 2-pointer and a 4-pointer. Now, that's the definition of madness. So, where do the Hoosiers fit into all of this today against the 12th-ranked Shockers of Greg Marshall? It's a team that's won 67 of 73 games, finished 17th in the RPI, but still a bit shocked at being a 7 seed. Whatever, it's a number, and the Hoosiers hope to make that all irrelevant at day's end today with an upset. You know, Yogi was talking again Wednesday about playing desperate, taking every possession by control, because this one, like so many that we saw Thursday, can possibly come down to one possession outcomes. There may not be a more compelling battle of what we have in backcourt later today. The guard play, Ron Baker, Fred Van Vliet, and Takeo Cotton, the trio for the Shockers, averaging 37 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, and almost 31.5 minutes a game. We'll see how the Hoosiers match up out of an expected 2-3 zone and a lot of man pressure anticipated today. The Shockers average nearly 9 turnovers a game, and that's low. Their assist-to-turnover rate is 1.48, and those savvy perimeter veterans are the reason why. But certainly there is plenty of talent and skill to counter that with Yogi and James Blackman Jr. and Robert Johnson, the latter two playing in their first NCAA games. We have seen the defense improve here, along with the effort and energy Coach Tom always talks about. It is bring all of that and then some later today. And hanging out here since Tuesday on this long road trip here in Omaha, you get the sense the Hoosiers have a new desire to play, and well, why wouldn't you? I mean, they hear the Kansas-Wichita State thing. They know what happened in games yesterday, and they want to be part of the success, part of this ongoing journey from youth to maturity. They can personally begin to stamp that with a win and solid effort later today. 2:45, the tip against the Wichita State Shockers.
And Joe, the Hoosiers, the opportunity is the correct word there. They're going to have to play a pretty concise, tight, and I don't want to say perfect. That's not fair to expect, but they're going to have to be really good today.
Yeah, they are. They're going to have to take care of the ball, first of all. Double-digit turnovers will get you beat because... Wichita State is a team that, has the experience, obviously. They've been there, done that, and they turn defense into offense big time. So we'll see how the game unfolds. And, you know, another thing, too, and we've seen this in other games that were played yesterday. We'll see how the game's called. We won't have Big Ten officials working this game, and I say Big Ten officials. I mean, they're officials that work all these conferences, but we'll get a trio of guys that, we'll just see how it's called.
And, Joe, we're not going to get to the foul line shooting 25-footers.
No, we're not. No, and no, we have worked against that in practice here the last couple of days, with added emphasis on high ball screens and getting to the basket from angles coming in off the left or right. And we've got to do to them what Maryland did to us in Chicago the last time we played, and that's getting to the line, hitting those free throws like we know we
can,
and creating a little separation there as the game progresses.
Wichita State's going to be a lot like Michigan State in the perimeter. They're going to switch every screen. They're going to force you to get around
them. I think they will.
And, again, it'd be nice to have balance. When Indiana isn't balanced, Joe, we can't go back and just point out how many games they've won. It's hard to do. It's when Indiana is hard to guard five across, four across the board, where teams can't just focus on, hey, if we just slow Yogi down, that's when we're hard to guard. So it'll be interesting to see how that matchup gets worked into it. It'll also be interesting to see how the kids react, because other than Yogi, there's not a lot of experience out there, which is completely the opposite for Wichita State.
No, and I think, you know, the bench is one of the consequences for an experienced team like Wichita. I mean, it's not easy to take the veterans off the floor, and they're going to bring their bench.
those three guards play as many as our guards play, 35 minutes a night.
I mean, you know, it lacks proven depth, their bench, so, you know, they will, again, see how it's called, and, you know, they get those starters into foul trouble or something happens, then that becomes a vital key as well. But, you know, Emmett Holt is a big-time player for this game. He fits right into this equation with the style and also the makeup of the bulk and the size of these Wichita State players, along about Emmett Holt's size, and, you know. So, and he's coming off a couple of good games. So,
really? Yeah, he did well in Chicago. Did really well out there.
We'll have to just see how things unfold.
Unbelievable day in the tournament yesterday. The state of Texas went 0-5. We had five games decided by 1 point.
Yeah.
We had eight or nine games decided by 4 points or less. Big Ten, Purdue loses. Ohio State wins.
Yeah.
Butler wins. They beat Texas. Hardly a surprise there. And the Big 12 lost with number 3 Iowa State, number 3 Baylor, and then obviously Texas, the 11 seed. There, number 1 Kentucky, they could have set the number last night. They won by 20-something. I gave up on that game. And UCLA in the call of the century, a goaltending three-pointer decides an NCAA tournament game as UCLA trailed by 2. Bryce Alford's ninth three-point, name familiar? Ninth three-pointer.
So it was a number 9, as I remember his dad, maybe, against Las Vegas back in 87.
He's kind of reining him in.
Yep.
And so UCLA advances on that call over an SMU team, which Indiana had seen earlier in the year. So we'll do it again today at noon, Joe. 16 more games. We'll do 8 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. And we hope that on Monday morning we're talking about a Sweet 16 trip, how we did it, and where we're going. So let me wish the Hoosiers luck.
Well, we'll look at we'll look at some of the intangibles, also the front court battle between these two a little bit later today, sizing this one up.
Yeah, this game is going to be decided by the 6'4" and under club, if you ask me. That's where that's going to be.
Looks that way.
Hey, former point guard, I know where that bus gets driven, Chuck.
That's why we started with the backcourt here
right,
this morning.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Post guys can't throw themselves the ball. Yeah. That's been an old axiom for a long time. you can't pass it to yourself there.
That's right.
Joe, we're going
to... You still need 5 to win or
Amen.
More. So
certainly do.
They can contribute in other ways, and that means defense, rebounding,
good
help side defense. There's plenty to do. We will pass it back to you at 8:45.
All righty. Be here.
8:42 at WGCL, the Glass in the Morning radio program, the final half hour. Julie Warren from VisitBloomington.com is here.
Morning.
How are you?
Great.
People want stuff to do this weekend. Where do they go?
Go to visitbloomington.com.
We told you.
I know.
That's where you're from. That's where you go.
That's right.
What can they find there?
Yeah, there's all kinds of... Well, the events calendar is awesome. There's all kinds of information. But our blog is really fun.
Who writes that?
Actually, a few of our staff people. And we have guest bloggers that write and
Why
contribute.
Don't you blog?
Oh, I do. I write a few of them.
Okay.
Don't worry. They're pretty funny. And but we have contests, too. Right now, we're giving away tickets to an IU auditorium show. So
very nice.
I know.
What's the contest?
It's 2 tickets to see Memphis.
Very nice. What do I have to do?
You just sign up.
Oh, no heavy lifting.
No.
Oh, that's great.
You don't even have to sign up for our newsletter. You just put your name in the form.
We'd like you to.
I mean, that'd be great. But it's no commitment. No obligations.
Just like this program. Join us when you can. You can't make it one morning. We'll be here when you get back.
We understand.
Now, if you miss it this morning, there's a good news, bad news thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's you will be able to hear Joe later.
Yep.
But you'll be able to hear Joe right now. So those of you live with us, here's Joe Smith live from Omaha. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing, Julie?
Doing good. How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, you know, we're anxious. You know, we've been out here since Tuesday night. So.
Well, you should have taken a travel expert with you, Joe.
Yeah, it's
Julie
time.
Warren from VisitBloomington.com. Well, she might go with you to the Sweet 16, help you find local eateries,
Ooh,
art
like
galleries,
it.
And other things
that
can help you out.
Yeah, that's the aim. We want to take this as far as we yeah. can.
Well, on Tuesday and Wednesday, you got a chance to see some of the sights and sounds of Omaha. Yesterday was a day of basketball, media, practice, and everything else. And, Joe, today is why you play the game. This is why you lace them up on October 15th or whatever that magical start date is. It's to have a chance to compete for a national championship. Indiana has laid a foundation. It might not be the sturdiest one around, Joe, but it's past inspection. It is in the big dance, and they have their shoes on. Those ruby slippers might need to be clicked a couple times a day, but this team can and has shown us they can get hot, they can play well. This afternoon, 2:45, it is IU and Wichita State, very powerful opponent from the Missouri Valley. And take us away on what we need to know for a big, big matchup this afternoon.
Well, as Coach Tom reminded his players again on Thursday, as he has repeated to them several times this week here in Omaha, Wichita State doesn't take possessions off. We anticipate seeing a team with folks around the rim on the glass while front court play is really neither team's strength. The Shockers, of their first eight, from what I can tell, no one is bigger than 6'7", but they do average a plus five more boards per game than their opponents. That's a decent ratio, so basic blockouts will be key here this afternoon. We can't expect to see a good degree of physicality from the Shockers, getting bodied and bumped on drives, slashes and cuts. They play that way physically. They have played it. That's the way Greg Marshall plays it. And the Hoosiers, again, will get a heavy dose of it. But here again, this isn't something that Indiana's not seen playing in the league that it plays in. It's been emphasized in what I've seen in practices, the harder cuts and movement without the ball, the total execution, that will be key. What we can't control, and we mentioned this earlier today, is how the game is called. That's one of those intangibles that we'll put a question mark behind, but both teams' offenses are especially reliant on the openings that perimeter creativity can provide out there. So, again, we revert to the backcourts of both teams. As I mentioned earlier, the Hoosiers here down the stretch seem to have grasped the need for defense and whatever other intangible that you want to throw in. But players define style. We just got to go and make sure that it's carried out here a little bit later this afternoon. So it'll be interesting to see how things unfold. 2:45 will be the official tip, sold-out CenturyLink Arena here in Omaha. Nice shooting background, a nice facility here that seats about 17,000. So we have some Creighton fans that'll be rooting for us, I know that. So plus the cream and crimson in the stands that follow the team out here in Omaha. So we anticipate a dandy here.
And that'll be game two after Kansas and New Mexico State. Indiana saw New Mexico State, Joe, a few years ago in an opening round game, correct?
Yeah, out in Portland.
Out in Portland when you had to call in at 4:45 in the morning. Yeah. I remember those days. We were laughing about that earlier.
I do, too.
We hope that this is a little bit easier for you today. It will be heavy lifting. It should be. The Hoosiers and Wichita State, you mentioned Wichita State not taking possessions off. It almost feel like Wisconsin to a degree. Not as talented, but hard-working, blue-nosed, blue-collar, get your fingernails dirty. And those haven't been some of the teams Indiana likes to play, per se. And I'm not killing the Hoosiers. Chances here. Indiana likes more of a Michigan style where, hey, it kind of feels like open gym. We'll run up and down the court. Yeah. So they're going to have to be patient. They're going to have to take and make good shots. And, Joe, the effort has to be there. That's the one thing I think Indiana fans will never get on the case about. Play hard, and if you get beat, you get beat.
Yeah.
If you're Purdue and you're up 7 with 48 seconds to go and Cincinnati's leading scorer gets ejected from the game and you lose, well, that's one thing. We don't have to hopefully worry about anything that. What a day of tournament action yesterday. Unbelievable. Hey, Joe, we picked a good day to start carrying the tournament on the airwaves, didn't we?
I tell you what, 5 1-pointers, 2 games went into overtime. We had 2 3-pointers, a 2-pointer, and a 4-pointer. So
it was beautiful.
I mean, that's what we play.
Poetry.
That's 11 of the 16 right there. That is beautiful. That defines what madness is all about, I guess, huh?
And it was absolute madness yesterday. The number one seeds did number one seed type things, and they were part of the blowouts yesterday as Villanova romped last night as they handled Lafayette, excuse me, the Lafayette Leopards. That always throws me off. That doesn't make any sense. They win by 40. Kentucky wins only by 23, Joe. Didn't cover that up, but that's not surprising. They just take the foot off the gas pedal when they want. The Big Ten split, we told you Purdue got beat. Ohio State wins. D'Angelo Russell got elbowed in the face.
Both
my goodness.
Those games went into overtime.
And the Big Ten always making things interesting. So. Notre Dame escapes, but Iowa State, the three-seeded Cyclones and the three-seeded Baylor Bears do not. The state of Texas, Joe, 0-5 yesterday. That's a new record.
Yeah.
Bryce Alford made 9 3-pointers as UCLA wins. Today we've got the rest of the Big Ten in action, and it just kind of goes right down the list. Michigan State at 12:40, the Hoosiers at 2:45, Maryland at 4:40, Iowa at 7:20, and Wisconsin at 9:20. So each session today, Big Ten hoops will be covered.
Yeah, we got 5 total, so we'll see how the league does. And, you know, usually after, and you mentioned this to me, and I certainly agreed with you, after we see a tonnage of close games, then usually the next day we see
the opposite.
Maybe the opposite. So
yeah. Hoyle has to poke his head out at some point. You can't have did you hear my stat? The underdogs, 20 games so far in the tournament, 16-4.
Really?
That bodes well, but again, that doesn't always continue down
well
the line.
I hope it bodes well today, because
one game.
That being said, the Hoosiers are 5.5-point dogs, I hear.
They are. 6 or 5.5, depending on where you look. Somewhere in there, but again, we're not worried about that. Just win by one. And we'll move on to see the winner of Kansas and New Mexico State. So you get to do a little homework before the tip-off there. That's CBS's entry game into our game on the television side. We have coverage for you at noon. Baseball's on the road, Joe, at Penn State. They're expecting between 5 and 9 inches of snow in State College this afternoon.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we might see it like last weekend where we had to postpone Friday because of rain. Instead of having batting practice, everybody brings their own shovel.
Well, I tell you, it'll be interesting. The Hoosiers on a roll, and the first two series in the Big Ten are going to be on the road.
Yep.
We come back home and then have to go, I believe, to where is the next spot?
I'm not sure. I'll look for you. But, yeah, the Hoosiers at Penn State. Indiana's won 11 straight, Joe, so that's always encouraging. And we've seen this team on the road over the last couple of years. That's where they've made their made their mark. They've been 48-8 at home. We know they're going to be good here. But you got to win on the road, and they've shown that when they've had to travel, whether it's been to Stanford winning series there. They won series they've been all over the place winning there. So they go to Penn State. It is Iowa. Home to Louisville on the 24th, and it's at Iowa, and then down to Kentucky, and then they get
Michigan comes in.
That was the month of their home, the first 12 days of April, which is good.
Yeah.
And in the first 15 days of April, 2, 4, 6, 8 games are in Bart Kaufman, so they should be able to get it rolling there.
And
softball opens this weekend as well.
And that's Michelle Gardner's crew over at Andy Moore today. Penn State, I believe, oh no, it's Rutgers that comes in today. We've got NCAA wrestling going on at Scott Trade Center over in St. Louis, and redshirt senior Taylor Walsh continues to win. He posted wins number 129 and 130 of his career. He won his first two matches, so he's into the quarterfinals later today. Sophomore Nate Jackson, who's wrestling at 174, is 1-1. He's in the consolations. We had a little men's tennis action as Jeremy Wertzman's crew lost to Princeton 4-1. They're out in San Diego on their spring trip. Indiana won at 4 singles. Raheel Manji 6-4-4. And a couple
Shouldn't Princeton beat us in tennis? Isn't that what they do?
I'm sorry.
Shouldn't Princeton beat us in tennis? Isn't that what they? Isn't they also later that afternoon beat us in lawn bowling and had us down 2-1 in croquet late last night.
Yeah, and NCAA women's swimming and diving going on in Greensboro, North Carolina this weekend, and a couple of top 16 finishes honoring labeling honorable mention. All-Americas, Jessica Parado, who was 13th in 1 meter, and she's a freshman, along with Kennedy Goss, who finished 14th in the 500 free. So they do receive honorable mention All-America status, finishing among the top 16 there. That runs through the weekend. That pretty much takes care of things.
Sounds great. Good
righty,
job. Thanks for checking in this week.
No problem.
Cap it off with the win. Today and Sunday. And we'll celebrate on Monday morning.
We will indeed.
All right, take care, pal.
All right, bud.
Joe Smith, live from Omaha, Nebraska, the site of Indiana and Wichita State, 2:45 this afternoon.